Hi, welcome to the Backyard Bluey podcast. My name is Brian.
And my name is Gwen.
Gwen, we are on episode 3 of our podcast. What do you think about that?
It's good.
It's good. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about friends. On this episode, we are going to take some of the life lessons that we learn from Bluey and her family, specifically about making friends. So before we start, I want to ask you, Gwen, why do you think friends are important?
Because they always will be there to help you.
You're right. So when we're feeling sad or down or scared, a friend can help us feel better. Why else do we need friends?
They can play with us.
And they can play with us. We can have fun. We can do a lot of different things and play games that we couldn't play if we were all on our own, huh?
Yeah.
So, for example, I love playing basketball. And I could go and shoot hoops by myself, and that would be kind of fun. But if I got maybe 5 or 7 other people to play and we played a game, it would be really fun. Are there any games that you play that when you play by yourself is not so fun, but when you have other people involved, it's a lot of fun?
Tag.
Oh, tag. You can. Can you even play tag on your own?
Tag.
I'm running away from myself.
Tag.
We could play. But tag. Even if we had like 10 people playing tag, how fun would that be?
Fun.
That'd be a lot of fun. So to have all that fun, we have to learn how to make friends. And is it always easy making friends?
No.
No, sometimes it's kind of scary or hard or just kind of different. So today we want to talk about some of the things that Bluey does that we think would help us make friends a little bit easier, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So what did we do, Gwen, to prepare for this episode? What did we do?
Watched Bluey.
We watched some episodes about Bluey that we knew were about friends, huh?
Yeah.
We watched 3 episodes and we thought of a 4th episode that we thought would be really good ones to talk about. Things that we could learn from those episodes about making friends. Those episodes are butterflies, camping, mums and dads, and pirates. So, Gwen, let's talk about butterflies really quick. Will you tell us just kind of what happens in that episode?
Judo tries to make Bluey run away from Bingo.
Why do you think that is a sad thing?
Because Bluey didn't want to.
So, yeah, it does a couple things. First, it made Bluey kind of confused. Bluey didn't really know what to do. And so you could see her hesitate, right? You could see Judo runs away really fast, and Bluey kind of stands there for a minute and goes, wait, what? Why are we running away? And then what does it make Bingo feel?
Sad.
Bingo feels left out, huh? She feels alone. She feels like maybe they don't like her. From this episode of Bluey, we can see kind of a non-example of what to do when making friends. So when you're trying to make friends at school or church or with other people, I think one of the things that you can do is just try to include others. Is you can watch how other people treat people. And that will help you know, is this a person that would be a good person to become friends with? Now, Judo's really young, right? Judo's just a kid. And so sometimes we don't even recognize we're doing things like that. But I think one of the good things that Bluey does is she goes back, that Bluey knows that it's not okay to leave Bingo all by herself. And eventually they start playing again, huh? Gwen, will you tell us about the episode Camping? What happens in that episode? Maybe just a short summary.
Bluey meets a new friend.
Bluey meets a new friend when they go on a camping trip, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens?
They catch a wild pig.
A real wild pig?
No, Bandit a wild pig.
Bandit's pretending to be a wild pig, huh? Yeah. And so what's Bluey's new friend's name in that episode?
Jean-Luc.
Jean-Luc. And what's interesting about Jean-Luc?
He speaks French.
Does Bluey speak French?
No.
So how did they become friends?
They were kind to each other.
They were kind to each other. You pointed that out when we were watching the episode. You said they're being kind to each other. One thing that I noticed in that episode, too, is that Bluey didn't care that Jean-Luc was different or that he spoke a different language. So I think it's really important when we meet people that we don't look at what's different about them and maybe say, oh, well, Jean-Luc speaks French. I don't speak French. We can't be friends. That would not be the right thing to do, huh? Bluey says, we're going to be friends anyway. And so they do a lot of different things together. What are some of the things they do? You said they catch a wild boar. They catch Bandit. What else do they do in that episode?
They try to plant a tree.
Oh, they plant a seed and they come and check on it every morning, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And anything else they do together?
They make a house.
They build a house together. So I think there's two things. One thing that you mentioned when we were watching the episode is they're just having fun. They're playing fun games. And so I think that's a really good thing to do when we are trying to make friends is we just go and do fun things, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of fun things have you done in your life that have helped you make new friends?
Play Bluey games.
Oh, really? Like at school?
Yeah.
And other kids are like, I watch Bluey. I love Bluey. I want to play too.
Yes, some.
Yeah, that's
watch Bluey.
That's so good. Yeah, I remember playing like handball on the playground at school. Helped me meet other kids. Do you know what handball is?
No.
There's like a big wall and you play with a big jelly ball and you hit it against the ground and then it bounces up off the wall and then the other person has to hit it before it hits the ground again. You get one bounce and then you have to hit the wall again. So I met a lot of other kids that way, and I got to introduce myself, and I got to know who they were, and we just had a lot of fun. Then I started playing basketball, I would play tag, and all those different things helped me meet different people.
Cool.
So then what happens toward the end of the episode?
Jean-Luc leaves.
And what does Bluey do?
She's a little sad.
Do you remember the advice that Chili gives her or what she teaches her when she's sad about Jean-Luc leaving?
She said that the world's a magical place.
And anything else?
And she said that Jean-Luc might come back.
Yeah, she also said that, you know, sometimes only people are only in our lives for a short time. But I don't think it matters if you meet somebody for 5 minutes or if you've known them for 50 years, I think you can make really good memories with friends, even if you don't know them for very long. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, Chili said that you never know what's going to happen. And then at the very, very end of the episode, Bluey and her family are camping again, huh?
Yeah, and Bluey meets Jean-Luc again.
Oh, it's so good. Once he says, hello, Bluey.
Hello, Bluey.
Oh, it's so happy, huh? All of us get that good feeling of like, oh, my friend. And do you think they saw each other at all for those many, many, many years?
No.
I don't think they saw each other one time. And they only played with each other for maybe 3 or 4 days, right?
I don't. It was like 3 days.
Yeah. And they built a friendship in 3 days that helped them remember each other even years and years and years later when Bluey and Jean-Luc became teenagers, huh?
Yeah.
That is such a good episode. Okay. Now let's talk about moms and dads.
Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about what happens in that episode?
Rusty and what's her name?
Indy.
Indy are playing moms and dads, and they get in a fight.
And what are they fighting about?
Who's going to work?
Who's going to go to work? And Rusty think that mums stay with the baby, and Indy says, no, mums can go to work, and Rusty doesn't think so. So they go, and they're separated. Calypso has them play with other kids, and what happens at the end of the episode?
They play with each other again.
Why?
Because they didn't want to play with anyone else.
So sometimes I think even when we have disagreements with our friends, we can realize how much we really actually like them when we have some time apart. They went and they played with other people, and then they realized when they were playing with other people, oh, I miss Rusty. Oh, I miss Indy. And then what happened when they played moms and dads again after they had played with other people? Do you remember?
They played with each other again.
No, they played with each other again, but they were like way more open. And they talked about, well, I want to go to work. And Rusty says, okay, you can go to work. And they kind of compromised a little bit. And they opened up about how they were feeling, huh? So I think that's a really cool thing, that when we're open and we're honest with our friends, we can solve problems that we might have. I think that's a really good lesson. The last episode we watched was Pirates. Gwen, do you want to tell us about what happens in the episode Pirates?
Missy gets scared.
So Missy is their friend, and they're at the park, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing a game. How do they play Pirates?
They go on the hammock, and Bandit is like making the waves and being a whale.
So yeah, he kind of shakes it and swings it, and Missy gets kind of scared, huh?
And then she runs away.
But you know, Missy isn't the only one in this episode that gets scared. Do you know somebody else gets scared in the episode too?
Bandit.
And what's he scared of?
He's embarrassed that another dad will see him.
Yeah, so he is being the blue whale, and they say, give a roar, and he's like, roar. Or something like that, right? Doesn't he he's supposed to make a big sound, but he only makes a little one.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
When they're tickling him. You did that perfectly. That was so good, Gwen. You have a really good memory. I think there's two good lessons that we learned from this episode. Do you think there are any lessons that we learned from this episode from Bandit or Missy?
Be brave.
We need to be brave, and why do you think it's important to be brave, Gwen?
So you can do stuff that you want to do, but you're scared of.
Yeah, maybe something that looks fun, like swinging on a hammock and getting bounced up and down on a hammock, but you feel a little scared when it's actually happening.
Yeah.
You have to be a little brave. So Bandit, I think the same thing. He has to be a little brave to maybe look a little silly in front of another dad, huh? So I think one of the other lessons from this episode is to kind of embrace silliness, because when we are able to be fun and silly, I think, do you know what the word authentic means?
No.
So authentic kind of means our real self. So sometimes we pretend to be not necessarily other people, but we kind of, it's like we're wearing different masks. And when we're with people, we think, oh, I shouldn't act improperly. I should look cool. I should do different things like that. And sometimes that can not necessarily be a very good thing. People won't be able to know who we really are. Can I tell you a quote from somebody I really like?
What?
So her name is Brené Brown, and she is, she's a scientist, and she studies things, specifically about people and how people interact with each other. And one of the things that she said is, cool is an emotional straitjacket. Do you know what a straitjacket is?
No.
Well, it's kind of like a jacket, but when you put your arms in, they're tied around your body, and so you can't really move around. So if somebody is trying to hurt other people or try to hurt themselves, sometimes they'll put them in a straitjacket so they can't do it. They can't, like, hit people or do things like that, right? So she says when we try to look cool, like I think Bandit was kind of trying to do in that episode, he was like, oh man, I don't want to look silly in front of that other dad. He was putting himself in a straitjacket. And what happened when Chili finally helped him see that it's okay to be silly? What did he do?
Wait, I thought it was Missy.
Oh yeah, you're totally right. Yeah, Missy, what did she say?
She said that she said that this was as hard as she could tickle.
She's like, Miss Tahila, this is the hardest I can tickle.
Mr. Whale, this is the hardest
Mr. Whale.
I
really can tickle. You're so right. I'm so glad that you remember all those things. So that helped him see, you know what? It is so much better if I just become authentic and I become a fun dad and I shake and I help Missy, who just was brave and got on the hammock. I help her see that I'm going to be brave too. Her braveness helped him become brave and to embrace silliness. Let's again go over the 9 different things from these episodes that we learned about how to make friends. Do you want to just go every other one down at the bottom of the page there? You can read one and then I'll read one.
Watch how people treat others.
Embrace diversity, which is a fancy word for different.
Find common ground.
Fun games help us connect.
Value memories.
Friends can shape your future.
Open conversation, solve problems.
Try things outside your comfort zone.
Embrace silliness.
So if you do these things, then I think it will help you make friends. So now it's time for the Bluey word of the day. Gwen, what is the word of the day?
Cheeky.
Cheeky. And could you tell us what cheeky means?
Naughty.
It means naughty. Do you remember any of the times that Bluey uses it?
She says, you cheeky mountain man.
You cheeky mountain man. I love that. That's so funny. And that is your Bluey
word of the day.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 3. We are so happy that we were able to do this and that you're here listening with us. We will see you next time when we play a game on the podcast. All right?
Okay.
Bye.